Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Right, welcome back. I'm going to be talking to Jan in a little bit, and we'll talk about that Netflix deal and what's happening there. But for now, let's continue, and we're going to be talking about gambling in South Africa. So the National Gambling Board of South Africa has issued a firm directive to all provincial licensing authorities to intensify the regulation and immediate removal of all non-compliant gambling advertisements. Now, the NGB is concerned about a rise in adverts that are misleading, target vulnerable people, or omit responsible gambling warnings. Let's talk more about this now with Nungile Dukwana, National Gambling Board Acting CEO. A very good evening to you, Nungile. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, Sumitra. Good evening to you guys as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
So what is happening here, Nungile? They obviously, you know, gambling has grown significantly, and I think online gambling seems to be a huge issue at the moment. Can you give us some insight as to what you are seeing?
All right. No, thank you. Obviously, I think that, Sumitra, you just mentioned that gambling has grown. In our instance, as the NGB, we viewed that when we're talking about the gambling turnover, as well as what we call the gross gambling revenue, which had improved significantly compared to the previous years. And the majority of that increase was coming from what we relate to as online sports betting, which is what is allowed in South Africa, of which the rest of the online gambling is actually not allowed. So there is that growth. But what we were looking at is what is fueling that growth. On the other hand, one of the aspects that were identified was the issue of advertising that is sort of gone quite sky high. We're seeing adverts wherever we go, whether it's on radio, on TV, whether you are driving on freeways, whether you're going to the airports, you find that there's a lot of gambling adverts. In fact, our own studies confirm that in one way or the other, those who are gambling may have come across an advert at a certain point or another, and that may have propelled them into going to gambling. So we identified that as one of the issues that are contributing the most. In fact, it also leads us to what we refer to as illegal online gambling, in which sense then you will find that there are offshore operators that come and advertise in the space. And then after that, they are having locals who are gambling on their spaces where there are minimal safeguards, and therefore our people are not safe in gambling in that space. Of course, it is with the understanding that gambling itself was never meant to be an alternative source of income, rather a recreational activity that is supposed to be there. So our role as NGB is actually to balance that recreational element and the socio-economic input that the gambling is contributing to the economy, but also with the impact that it would actually have on society, and balancing the two in order to create a sustainable gambling industry.
When you look at just prohibiting advertisements, and you're looking specifically at minors, children that, you know, under the age of 18. This obviously is a is an issue. How then do you actually tackle this head on, as opposed to just limiting advertising? There is a real problem here.
Well, of course, Mitra, you are correct. Our view this far has not been to say that we must ban advertising. The issue is that there are certain guidelines that relate to advertising that each and every operator is supposed to be following. For example, like, you must not target the issue, the under 18s. Number two is that you must also make sure that when you advertise, that national responsible gambling message is actually visible in your advert, but also you don't advertise in spaces where there are under 18s that are having access to that, or public amenities around it. So to us, the issue is making sure that we all do our best in making sure that we comply to the regulations. And I think that all of the operators are aware of those things. And they are the majority of the operators may actually be complying with that. So what we want to do is to make sure that all of us, including those ones who are not complying, we do our best to make sure that there's compliance, because we acknowledge that there's a role to be played in terms of the economic activity, but that should never be at the expense of our social well-being as the society in South Africa.
What kind of law enforcement would you have for this, for those that are non-compliant?
Well, when they are actually licensed by the provincial licensing authority, there are conditions that are put on their licensing. That's number one. So we have to make sure that they comply to that. In the event that they don't comply, there are they would be dealt with in terms of certain fines that vary up to about 10 million or 10 years in prison in the extreme. And in some of the instances, we can withdraw the licenses. There is variation of what we can be able to do on our side. But what we want to do now is to make sure that this issue of compliance is not only just the issue of the provincial licensing authority or NGB alone. We are inviting the community, the society, the stakeholders in general to identify those adverts that are not complying to what is supposed to be the standard for advertising in the gambling industry, and to make sure that we're able to deal with and take down those particular adverts, minimize the time that we are having the adverts in the space where there are kids, and to make sure that the use of celebrities, because celebrities are playing a bigger role in terms of having younger generation identifying with gambling, and the suggestion that if you gamble consistently, you're going to win, or you're going to win big at some point, you must just continue gambling. Those are the kind of the messages that we actually don't want. We want compliance to the messaging that is relevant.
So has there been a discussion with any of these big gambling companies around influencers and their involvement, because they essentially hire them to sell their product?
The approach we follow as the National Gambling Board is that we have the most interaction with the licensing authorities, which is the provincial licensing authorities. We've had a number of discussions on the issue of advertising, and I think that there's consensus that the issue of advertising is one of the biggest problems that we are facing currently. We even discussed the matter at the level of the NGPC, which is the structure council that is chaired by the minister, where the MECs also sit, and there is an agreement that it is actually a challenge. Hence, the decision was that we must come up with norms and standards, which are currently in the draft process. We are dealing with them currently, and they are ready for consultation, I think, early in the year, and we'll be dealing with those particular aspects. But currently, we said that we cannot be waiting for norms and standards when we actually see that we have a challenge currently. Hence, the kind of the intervention we actually put through to encourage the PLAs to be talking to the licensees and making sure that they comply accordingly with the requirements of the regulations of the National Gambling Act.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, taking time to draw a policy around this or some sort of regulation of, you know, a document to go forward may take a lot of time when you actually have a problem right now that needs to be handled urgently. In the meantime, I mean, this kind of voluntary compliance by these operators, the gambling operators, and self-regulation, do you actually think that it's enough, that it will work? What kind of discussions have you had through your licenses? What kind of discussions have you had in recent times?
No, I think that we have interacted, I think, in various summits. I think there was this issue came up also when we went to the Gambling Summit, National Responsible Gambling Summit, that Responsible Gambling Fund Summit that we had earlier in the month. But also in the graph where we actually went in the conference, these issues did come up. So there is unanimity and the understanding that we have a challenge with gambling advertising, and there's something that needs to be done. And I think that there's there's will, I think, from the industry perspective, from the operator's perspective. There's will from the licensing authority's perspective. There's will, I think, from the NGB perspective itself and government broadly, that this matter need an approach that makes sure that we minimize the exposure. Because otherwise, what it gives rise to is the illegal gambling that actually leads us to lose money as a country, because the country, the operators that are outside the country but finding a space in the country are actually taking the money away from our own economy. And in the process, they are actually making sure that they promote problem gambling, because there are no safeguards to protect the players or the punters, as the case would be. So I think that there's a generally an agreement and consensus of the kind of the challenge you're expressing. And the interventions, I think they may vary from time to time, but I think that there's consensus on the matter.
Lungile, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Lungile Dukwana, National Gambling Board Acting CEO.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.